This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
A major effort is underway by Monsanto, Bayer, and Scotts Miracle-Gro to monopolize the cannabis industry. Thank you for joining me today. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerreport.com. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com. I'm also the scientist who is the co-author of a science paper published in the science journal called LCGC, which is the quantitation of cannabinoids in hemp extracts using a combination of liquid chromatography and time-of-flight mass spectrometry. So I know quite a bit about cannabis, cannabinoids, and the quantitation of this plant. I'm really concerned about the fact that Monsanto and Bayer, which are merging now, was it a $66 billion merger? Yeah, it's a huge number. And you've got Scotts Miracle-Gro, which is a wholly dishonest company. Scotts Miracle-Gro is engaged in buying up a bunch of hydroponics manufacturers, while Monsanto and Bayer are working on genetically modified strains of cannabis. And what they're going to try to do is monopolize the market, take it over like they've been taking over the seed market. They've been crushing seed exchanges. They've fully colonized Africa now with Monsanto controls over the seed supply. They have collapsed the seed diversity market in the United States. You cannot find seeds that you used to be able to find. They've just crushed it. They're trying to take over the global food supply, and they're doing it step by step, and they're buying off the politicians, and they're bribing the scientists or corrupting science. They're buying off the media, like Forbes.com is a total prostitute for Monsanto, has become a quack science rag for monopoly corporations. Just example after example of how Monsanto, which has been called the most evil corporation in the world, is now moving towards the monopolization of cannabis. This is why you're seeing support in the mainstream media, or some support, for the legalization of cannabis. It's not that they suddenly have a change of heart and they want people to have access to natural medicine. No. It's because Monsanto and the other powers that be in the agricultural industry have told them to start pushing the cannabis medicine narrative so that it will be legalized nationwide in order for these powerful corporations to jump in the market, monopolize the market, put everybody out of business, and control the supply of cannabis medicine. It's all about monopolistic practices. It's all about taking control and making sure they profiteer off of everything. It's about, in their minds, crushing the little guy, putting all the small growers out of business. They don't even want natural cannabis plants. They want everything to be genetically engineered for different levels of different cannabinoids, for example. They want everything to be genetically engineered to maximize certain levels of different cannabinoids, for example. CBDA, you know, has different uses than CBD. You've got CBN and CBG and other cannabinoids. You've even got THCA with a carboxylic acid group on the THC molecule. And so there are many different cannabinoids, and those the potencies or the concentrations of those in the plant can be manipulated through genetic engineering. But it's not natural anymore. It's not real cannabis. It's not through natural selection or selective breeding. It's through genetic engineering. And you know that everything Monsanto touches turns to poison. What if they have like a Roundup Ready cannabis where they spray glyphosate all over the damn crop? And then everybody who's smoking medical marijuana is inhaling glyphosate weed killer. That's exactly the kind of thing that Monsanto does. I wouldn't be surprised if they're working on that already. But it's perfectly in line with the kind of evil, destructive, toxic things that Monsanto routinely does. That's the kind of company they are. They're all about poisoning everybody as long as they make money in the process. So I would not expect any ethical behaviors out of Monsanto. I would fully expect them to do exactly what they've done with soybeans and corn and other crops. They would do the same thing with cannabis. Very monopolistic practices. They would sue small farmers. They would bribe politicians to make laws that protect their interests at the expense of everyone else, and so on. It's a very bad situation. So what can you do to support small farmer production of cannabis products? Well, number one, you can buy Native Hemp Solutions and other small company products that are honestly created that will never sell out to Monsanto. Native Hemp Solutions, by the way, is the brand that I validate in my laboratory. It's sold out of Colorado. The website is nativehempsolutions.com. Every lot is accurately quantitated using the method that I co-developed and published in the Science Journal. Actually, so far, every lot that we've tested is at least 5% over the promised amount on the label. So you're actually getting a little bit more than what you're paying for, whereas other brands that we've tested are sometimes accurate and sometimes not. Just depends on the brand. But nevertheless, support the small business people who are in the cannabis industry. That's really key. And secondly, if you start to hear about genetically modified cannabis, do not buy it, obviously. Don't support it with your dollars. You get to vote with your dollars on the kind of future that you want to create for medical marijuana or hemp extracts or cannabis and so on. Vote with your dollars by supporting the honest, ethical companies and avoiding supporting the monopolist poisoners like Monsanto or, you know, Bayer, Syngenta, DuPont, whoever else might get into the space, or big pharma companies for that matter. I wouldn't be surprised if GlaxoSmithKline, which has been found guilty of multiple felony bribery crimes by the U.S. Department of Justice, I wouldn't be surprised if they get into the cannabis business at some point because they see that cannabis is making many of their opioid prescription painkillers obsolete. And remember, all these drug companies, all they want to do is make money off of people's disease and suffering. They don't want to help you get healthy. They don't want to prevent any disease. They don't want to cure anything. What they want to do is have you addicted to their lifetime drugs like opioids. They want you addicted because that's repeat business for them. They are the drug dealers. And this push to legalize cannabis is really just to set it up so that they can grab that market and take it away from the small guys who are really the people who care the most about natural medicine and botanical cures or treatments or prevention strategies. So it's like everything else. It's just like buying food. Don't buy food that's GMO. Don't buy food that's sprayed with pesticides or you're supporting the pesticide industry. Make sure that you're voting with your dollars on everything you consume, whether it's personal care products or foods or even cannabis products. Even clothing. You know, it's frustrating to me to this day. I can't find pants that I like that are made with organic cotton. It's all GMO. So even I'm wearing GMO cotton, you know, frustratingly. It's like the pants that I wear, like Carhartt pants, they're like cargo pants because I work on a ranch all the time. So I've got to have these rugged pants with pockets and everything. I can't find hemp pants made in this configuration. I can't find organic cotton in pants like this because I guess there aren't too many ranchers that are buying organic cotton. I don't know. Maybe that's just not a big market, but it should be. Maybe I should launch like a non-GMO pants manufacturing company using all organic cotton. It'll probably go bankrupt in the first month because nobody will buy it. Everybody wants jeans for $19.95. You know what I mean? But anyway, my point is, vote with your dollars. Support the things, you know, buy the things that you want to support. Use your consumption dollars to help create a better world by making choices in the marketplace based on the ethics or the lack of ethics of various corporations that are producing these products. I hope that hemp becomes legalized in Texas. I tell you what, if Texas legalizes hemp agriculture, I'm going to be a hemp farmer. I swear it. I'm going to be a hemp farmer if it's legal, just because I believe in hemp. I don't even care if it makes any money. I'm going to grow hemp just because you can. I swear I will. I will do it. And maybe we'll produce, you know, hemp seeds or hemp oil or maybe medical marijuana for all I know. I mean, under Governor Abbott, we're probably never going to have legalized cannabis farming. So I'll probably get to wait a while before anything like that happens. But if they legalize it, I'm going to grow hemp. I'm telling you, even though I don't smoke it, did you know that I've never smoked marijuana? Not ever, ever, never in my life have I smoked marijuana. Never in my life have I used a recreational drug. Never. Not even tried it even once. It's just not my thing. And yet, I love the hemp plant for all of its benefits and its medicinal uses, its sustainability, you know, renewability, all of these things. So I would grow hemp even though I never smoke it. And by the way, the reason I don't smoke anything is because smoke is bad for you. And all these people who are smoking hemp thinking it's medicine, they need to think seriously about the toxicity of the carcinogens in the smoke. If you want hemp medicine, you need to be taking it in a liquid form, not smoking it. You're going to give yourself cancer. Don't you know smoke is bad for you? Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter what you're smoking, it's still bad for you. You need to get it orally, just liquid form, or you can get it in a skin patch or other forms. You know, you don't have to smoke it. That's not the best answer to that. Anyway, that's just a tangent thought. When I see all these people smoking hemp and they think it's all natural and everything, I'm like, no, if you're burning it and inhaling it, you're getting cancer-causing chemicals just from the smoke. There's a lot of education that is still needed, I tell you. And you know, a lot of these hemp products, they're extracted using crazy solvents like hexane and even gasoline. And people are like eating and smoking CBD and THC products that are extracted with insane cancer-causing solvents, and they don't even know it. Like the solvent residues in some of this stuff is outrageous. I tell you, man, you know, if you run a lab like I do, at some point, you just know too much about what's in everything. And you get to the point where you're like, no wonder everybody's dying of cancer, because look at what they're smoking and eating and drinking. It's just insane. In any case, whatever. I do my best to educate people, but let's all really protect the cannabis industry. Let's keep it small scale. Let's keep it local. Let's keep it decentralized. And for God's sake, let's keep it out of the hands of Monsanto, okay? Don't let the most evil corporation in the world dominate and monopolize the most healing medical plant in the world. That would be a travesty for all of humankind. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for healthrangerreport.com. And check out my website, of course, naturalnews.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate, and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food. And you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.